Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A Cedar Rapids man has been accused of a half dozen vehicle break-ins in northeast Iowa. The Winnesee County Sheriff's Office says 31-year-old Dakota Knight was picked up from the Linn County Jail and returned to Decorah Wednesday night to face six counts of third-degree vehicle burglary, all aggravated misdemeanors. According to the criminal complaints, Knight allegedly broke into the vehicles at the Chimney Rock Campground near Cresco on July 28th. Investigators note that all six vehicles were parked in a circle and were of the same family group. Victims were from Nora Springs, Westgate, Fairbank, Maynard, Olwine, and Fayette. Stolen were wallets, purses, cash, IDs, credit, and debit cards. Several hours after the illegal activity was reported, one of the victim's stolen credit cards was used on Cash App. A subpoena to search Cash App records obtained information that included a picture of the driver's license for Knight. A warrant for his arrest was issued October 13th. Knight wasn't in custody of Winnesee County until he was arrested earlier in the day on Wednesday in Linn County. There he also faces a separate third-degree vehicle burglary charge, plus charges for possession of marijuana and methamphetamine. Court records show Knight has a handful of prior convictions, including for drug possession, theft, and forgery. A North Iowa woman is facing felony theft charges after she was accused of stealing over $120,000 from a tattoo and piercing shop. Clear Lake police have arrested 39-year-old Mallory Halleck for first-degree theft, a Class C felony. According to the criminal complaint, Halleck is alleged to have taken over $123,000 in cash from Studio 65 in Clear Lake. Police say they determined the money had been taken by Halleck, an employee of the business, with the thefts occurring between January and October of this year. Authorities say she admitted to taking $80,000. It's American Education Week, recognizing the various people who play important roles throughout the school district. Monday saluted school board members, Tuesday administrators, including superintendents and principals, with support staff including bus drivers, janitors, food service workers, and paraeducators honored on Wednesday. Thursday saluted teachers like Jenny Adam, 5th through 8th grade band director for the past 11 years at New Hampton Middle School. She loves working with the kids.
The younger kids have less of a filter, which is a good thing, and also can kind of get them into trouble, but it's always a teachable moment.
Substitute teachers are being recognized today, a valuable group when the regular teacher can't be in the classroom, like Adam's band room.
It can be a challenge because not everybody has a music background, but the kids here are so good to work with. They kind of run themselves, and you know, if you don't teach music but you sub and you want to come in and learn about band, the kids will teach you while you're here.
Also saluted today are the students, like New Hampton 7th graders Amelia Eink and Reed Erlinson. Amelia and Reed both say they enjoy learning math from teacher Shane Erlinson.
My dad, he teaches 7th grade and 8th grade math, and he's a great math teacher, I would say.
American Education Week, with a theme of Together for Safe, Just, and Equitable Schools, concludes today. New Hampton athletic fans are invited to the Winter Meet the Team Night tonight at the high school. While it is a free event, Dennis Pagel with the New Hampton Letterman's Club hopes you'll bring a donation for the Chickasaw County Food Pantry.
There's no charge to come to the Meet the Team Night, but a good deed as far as that goes is an admittance fee is to bring canned food items for that event. And then all those items are donated to the Chickasaw County Food Pantry. As we know, this time of year is when people are needing those type of things with the holiday season coming up and so forth.
Pagel says tonight is the kickoff to the food drive, but it officially runs from Monday, November 20th through Wednesday, December 6th, when items can be dropped off at school offices.
Canned food items, canned vegetables, canned soups, canned fruits, non-perishable items such as sugar, paper products, whether it be paper towels, toilet tissue, napkins and so forth, or Kleenexes, and then also laundry soap and things that obviously, as I said, non-perishable. And we do accept monetary donations that obviously would be donated to the Chickasaw County Food Pantry to purchase things such as perishable items that they have in their freezer there.
Doors for the Chickasaws Winter Meet the Team Night open at 4 p.m., and the Booster Club will be serving a soup meal from 4 to 7:30 p.m. in the cafeteria for a free will donation. Tomorrow on Fab Oldies, 1580 a.m. and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's UNI football. The Panthers hosting North Dakota State, 3 o'clock pregame, kickoff at 4 o'clock. Sunday on Fab Oldies KCHA, it's UNI men's basketball against South Florida, 3:30 pregame and tip-off at 4. Tomorrow night on 95.9 KCHA, it's Iowa State football. The Cyclones hosting number 7 Texas at Jack Trice Stadium. Pregame at 5, kickoff just after 7 o'clock. Sunday on 95.9 KCHA, it's Iowa State men's basketball against Grambling State. 11 a.m. pregame and tip-off at noon. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.